Mother.
Let's all bow in silent prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名聚会。
In name of our Lord Christ, we commence our afternoon service.
唱诗第八首。
Let's sing hymn 8.
求主带领下午的聚会。
When we pray, let's ask God to guide our service this afternoon.
求神让我们每个人都能够明白圣经里面的教训。
That we may come to understand the teachings in the Bible.
借着圣经里面的话，我们个人都得到信心的帮助。
And through the teachings in the Bible, that we may be strengthened in our faith.
一起祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。我们下午继续来看罗马书第十一章。
We will continue to study chapter 11 of Rome, of the book of Romans.
早上我们看到第六节。
We have read to verse 6 this morning.
现在我们看第七节到第十节。
Let's continue with verses 7 through 10.
这是第二小段，唯有蒙拣选的人才能明白救恩。
This is the second section which talks about that only those who are elected can understand the truth, the salvation.
第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
这是怎样呢？以色列人所求的，他们没有得着。唯有蒙拣选人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。这里谈到以色列所求的，就是他们求律法的义。
Here it talks about that the Israelites pursued after the righteousness in the law.
结果他们没有得到律法的义,
yet they were unable to attain such a goal.
因为他们不凭信心求,
for they did not seek with a faith.
这个在第九章, 第三十一节已经讲到了。
This was talked about in chapter 9.
9:31说, 以色列人追求律法义, 反得不到律法的义。 32节说什么缘故呢? 因为他们不凭着心里求, 主凭行为求啊, 凭行为求, 结果得不到律法的义。
In chapter 9, verse 32, Paul talked about that the Israelites were unable to attend the righteousness through deeds. There were numerous laws, and some of them they were unable to achieve. Thus, rather than becoming righteous, they were said to be sinful under the law.
外邦人不懂什么叫律法义，但是他因凭信心求，反而因为信被称义。
The Gentiles through their faith became righteous.
那下面说，唯有蒙拣选人得着了，就是犹太人当中也有人蒙拣选，他的得着这个义，就因为因信得到的义。
There are some Israelites who were elected and those achieved righteousness through their faith.
其余的就成了顽梗不化的，就是说那些硬心不信的人。 神就给他应现到底。
The remainders were hardened.
第八节说，如这样所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日，昏迷的心就是没有办法辨别是非。In
verse 8, God gave them a spirit of stupor so that they could not discern.
眼睛不能看见，就看不见神的救恩。
Their eyes could not see the salvation of God.
耳朵听不见，就是不能听明白神的话。
And their ears were shut so that they could not understand God's words. Those who did not believe were hardened by God.
第九节倒也说，愿他们的筵席变为网罗，变为基建，变为绊脚石，做他们的报应。第十节，愿他们的眼睛昏盲，不看见；愿你时常弯下他们的腰。 这里书引证大卫的书篇，说以色列人因为应心不借受救恩，所以有这个后果。In
verse 9, Paul used the words of David to describe how the Israelites will become if they refuse to receive salvation.
参加筵席是一件很快乐的事情，结果变成痛苦。The
table will become a table of snares and traps.
是因为他们应心不接受主的救恩，所以就一生过得很痛苦。
Because they refuse to receive God's salvation, they shall suffer through their lives.
11-12,
verses 11 and 12, because of the mistakes that Israelites made, the salvation came to the Gentiles.
犹太人罪的过失叫做拒绝福音。
The Israelites refused to receive the salvation.
这是很大的错误。
That was their biggest mistake.
看11节。
In verse 11.
我且说他们输脚输要他们跌倒吗？当然不是，反倒因为他们的过失，就要引导外邦人，就要激动他们发愤啊！这里谈到犹太人因为拒绝福音，他们跌倒了啊！他们这个过失，因为他们这个过失，福音就从外邦去。
Because of Israelites' refusal, the salvation went to the Gentiles.
拒绝福音是最大过失。
Their biggest mistake was their refusal to receive.
因为他们这个过失，福音从外邦去。
Because of that, the salvation went to the Gentiles.
要激动他们发愤啊！这个话原文意思也是嫉妒，要他们嫉妒。
And because the salvation went to the Gentiles, the Israelites will become envious.
因为外邦信的速度好多恩典。
Because the Gentiles will then receive numerous grace.
让他们反省一下，为什么是恩典呢？
So the Israelites will ponder as to why the Gentiles will receive God's grace.
难道耶稣真的是弥赛亚，真的是救主吗？
Then they would have to think whether Jesus was the true Messiah.
因为嫉妒外邦得这么多恩典，就促进他们也要求更多的恩典。
Because the Israelites would then become envious, then they would seek God.
因为这样他们就会信耶稣。
Then they will become the a believer of Christ.
这个是神的计划。
This is God's plan.
他们拒绝福音了。
The Israelites refused to accept the salvation.
很注定福音传到外邦去。
So the salvation went to the Gentiles.
外邦信耶稣都很多恩典。
And because the Gentiles believed, they received numerous grace.
给犹太一个反省的机会。
And this would give the Israelites a chance to reflect.
给他慢慢的领悟，原来耶稣就是基督，就是救主。
So that the Israelites can come to the understanding that Christ is the Savior.
就促进他们来信耶稣。
And then they would come to believe.
看这个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
若他们的过疏天为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？这里谈到，因为他们过疏拒绝福音，所以天下接受了这个福音，就在属灵里面得到富有。
Because of the transgressions of the Israelites, the Gentiles became rich in the spirit.
这个缺乏有的译本翻成灵性衰微，得着人减少。
Here in other versions, it was translated into that the Israelites' faith dropped, and that the Gentiles.
这个荒蛮
more numerous.
荒蛮有的译本翻成满树独角。
Or in the other text, another version, it was translated into that the whole world was saved.
就是说他们记得福音是做的过疏，因为这样福音传遍天下，给天下信耶稣人属灵得了富足。
Because of Israelites' refusal, the gospel was transferred to the rest of the world, so the rest of the world could be saved.
他们因为不信耶稣，所以灵性衰微，得救呢很减少。
Because the Israelites refused to believe, their spirits declined, so that few of them were saved.
如果因为这福音从外邦去，给外邦的富足，属灵上得富足。
And then this gospel was taken to the Gentiles, so that the Gentiles could be saved.
何况他们的丰满，就是他们有一天呢满受得救，这恩典不是更大吗？
And then if one day the Israelites become saved, then they will receive the greatest of the riches.
因为福音传遍天下，天下得到富有，就属灵里面富有，给他们一个触机。
Because the rest of the world received the salvation, they became rich.
激动他们也要来信耶稣，得更多恩典。
The richness of the Gentiles would cause the Israelites to come to believe.
所以有一天他们满数得救，就以色列人全部得救。
When they believe, and when all the Israelites believe,
这个在下面有提到。
That will be mentioned later. The West, they will become much richer.
那我们现在看这个第十三到二十四节，这一段是第二段，外邦人不要因为得救而夸口。
The second section in Romans chapter 11 spans from 13 through 24.
第一小段是十三到十六节，以色列人是分别为圣的民族。
From verses 13 through 16, it talks about that the Israelites are the select of the of God.
十三节。
In verse 13.
我对你们外邦人说这话，因为我是外邦的使徒，所以敬重我的族分啊。保罗是外邦的使徒。
Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
他敬重他的族分。
He treasured his duties.
这个敬重，中文圣经说明原文就是荣耀，荣耀我的族分，就是把我的族分当作一种尊贵、一种荣耀的族分。
Paul treasured his duties very much.
因为把主的主恩看得这么宝贵，所以就会拼命传福音，尽他的本分。
Because he valued his duties so much, he did his best to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
就所谓的敬业精神，就把主的工作当作很宝贵，就会很认真的工作，这样他的前途就会很有成就。
He dedicated himself to preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
保罗因为认为成为外邦使徒这个职分是很荣耀的，所以就认真传福音。
And Paul did so because he valued his position much.
那下面这个十四节说，或者可以激动我的骨肉诸亲发恨，好叫他们一些人，这个发恨原文也是嫉妒啊。我这样荣耀我的职分，认真传福音。给外邦更多信耶稣，给外邦得到更多恩典，会激动我的骨肉诸亲以色列人嫉妒，然后因为嫉妒受了这个触机，想竞争得更多恩典，他们会得到神的救恩。
Another hope of Paul's was to cause his fellow Israelites to envy him so that they would become saved.
十五节，若他们被丢弃，天下就与神和好。他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？他们因为记得福音被丢弃了，所以福音传到外邦去，外邦就信耶稣，跟人和好。如果他们有一天被收纳，那不是死而复生是更多恩典吗？更大恩典吗
？In verse 15, Paul mentions that if the rejection of the gospel by the Israelites led to the reconciliation of the world, then when the Israelites accept the gospel, they will be richly rewarded.
他们记得福音被神丢弃了，好像死掉了。
They rejected the gospel so that they became dead.
有一天如果信耶稣，就好像复活了。
But when they come about, they will be alive.
这个恩典就更大。
Then they shall receive a greater
reward. 所以虽然当时保罗传福音给犹太人，很难传给他们。
That is why it was so hard for Paul to preach to the Israelites.
但他对同胞并没有失去信心。
Yet he did not give up on his fellow Israelites.
因为亚伯兰祖先出现基督。亚伯兰祖先出现基督。
Because when Abraham, he was born from Jesus.
神应许要拯救亚伯兰祖孙。
And that God had promised Abraham numerous descendants.
这个应许一定会成就的。
And that this promise will be fulfilled.
所以保罗相信他的同胞有一天会信耶稣。
Thus, Paul believes that the Israelites one day will be saved.
看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
所献上的心愿若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。这里所谈到的所献的心愿是不是亚伯拉罕
？Here it talks about that the initial offering was Abraham.
心愿要就是出自果子，出自的麦磨成粉，就心愿要献给神。所有出自果子都要献给神，是神真的很尊贵的。
Thus the first fruit was offered to God, and thus all the descendants of the first fruit will also be offered to God.
亚伯是以色列人第一代祖宗。
Abraham was the first Israelite.
他成为神的朋友。
He became the friend of God.
他有好多新的好的榜样。
He set many examples for all of us.
那亚伯的第一个奉献给神，当作神的选民的祖先。
Thus Abraham was first offered to God as the ancestor of all Israelites.
他好像出自果子献给神。
He was the first fruit that was offered.
这个是圣洁的。
And that first fruit was holy.
那全团也就圣洁了。
And thus the whole batch is holy.
因为这个初熟的麦子磨成面粉献给神。一部分献给神而已，那全团也就分别为圣。
Thus the initial dough was made, and a part of it as Abraham was offered to God.
全团就以色列人。
And if the part that was offered was holy, the whole batch was holy.
亚伯一个人被神拣选。
Abraham was first elected.
把自己献给神。
He offered himself to God.
他的祖孙全部都分别为圣。
And thus his descendants became holy.
树根若圣洁，树枝也就圣洁。这个树根也是亚伯拉罕。
If the root is holy, this root represents Abraham.
树枝就是祖孙。
And the branches represent Abraham's descendants.
树根圣洁，树枝就圣洁，就是说亚伯兰被拣选成为圣洁的选民的祖宗，他的祖孙也都分别为圣。
If Abraham, the root is holy, so are the branches.
那就是以色列人数分别为圣的民族。
Thus the Israelites were the ones that were selected to be holy.
因为他们有行割礼。
For they were circumcised.
行割礼是选民的记号。
Circumcision is a mark of the elect.
也是分别为圣的记号。
It is also a mark of holiness.
所以这里就谈了以色列民族一个分别为圣的民族。
Thus, as a nation, the Israelites were selected to be holy.
神一定会拯救他们。
And thus, God must save them.
那十七到十八节是第六小段，蒙选择外邦人不要夸口。
From verses 17 to 18, it reminds the elect not to be proud.
看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
若有几根珠子被逐下来，你这以甘蓝得结在其中，一同得着甘蓝根的回族。十八节，
18.
你就不可向旧珠子夸口。若是夸口，当知道不是你脱的根，乃就根脱走你。这里谈到的以甘蓝是讲外邦人。
Here it reminds the Gentiles as the wild olive shoots.
以甘蓝没有主人看顾，让它自生自灭。
The wild olives were left to survive on its own.
外邦人本来没有神做依靠，所以就自生自灭啊！因为没有神做了依靠，没有神的照顾。
The Gentiles were living on their own, for God was not watching over them.
那几根柱子被逐下，就犹太人因为不信，所以被逐下来。
Yet several of the Israelite branches were broken off.
那外邦因为信，所以被接上去了。
And because the Gentiles believed, they were grafted onto the tree.
那根人跟着亚伯拉罕。
The root is Abraham.
回族就是恩典。
And when they returned, they will receive grace.
一切恩典从亚伯兰来。
Thus, all the grace comes from Abraham.
因为神应许亚伯兰祖先出现基督。
For God allowed Abraham to know Jesus.
所以亚伯兰就成为救恩的，成为这个恩典的一个根源。
Thus, Abraham became a source of salvation.
那因为有几根珠子犹太人不信被逐下来。
Yet, because a few branches did not believe, they were broken up.
外邦人好像一家人, 因为相信, 被接上去了,
and the Gentiles who believed were like a wild olive shoot who was grafted. Thus, the Gentiles were able to tap into the nourishing sap so as to receive the grace from God.
18节说, 这样你就不过像, 就是夸果, 就不过像幼稚园夸果, 我得恩典比你更多, 不要这样向他夸耀。
Thus in verse 18, Paul reminds the Gentiles not to boast over the Israelites.
夸口, 你要知道, 不是你偷了根, 来了根偷走, 你就不要本末颠倒, 不要忘本, 要知道你恩典是从亚伯兰来的。
Because we as Gentiles still receive the grace through Abraham.
所以你不要看不起他的祖孙。
Thus we should never look down upon the descendants of Abraham.
那这个19-22节是第二、第三小段, 要长久他恩处理。
In verses 19 through 30, 22, it is a third subsection which talks about belonging in the grace.
19节, 你若说那诸主被逐下来,是托位叫我接上, 25节, 不错,
20.
他们因为不信,所以被逐下来, 你因为信,所以立得住, 你不可住高反要惧怕, 这里谈到, 你如果说那个诸主被逐的是因为特地要把我接上, 没有错啊。 他们因为不信,所以被逐下,因为你信,所以被接上去,所以你就不要住高,反而要惧怕,就是要怕神。
Paul reminds us that we should never be proud because we are part of God's family.
21节,神既不爱惜原来诸主,也必不爱惜你,本来是不信被逐下,神都不爱惜了,你就也甘然了。原来你是不配被接上,但神恩典临到你被接上,那你算什么?假如你不 永远在主的恩主里面，你还是会被砍下来的。We
should be afraid of God because if we do not believe at one time, if we do not believe in God, we will be broken off.
原来主主因为不信都别走下，显得不可惜，不然就可惜了。你算什么？如果你不藏在恩典里面，还是会被砍下来的。God
did not spare the natural branches, thus if we do not believe in God, we will also be broken off.
22节，可见神恩主和严厉。 像那跌倒人数严厉的，像你数有恩主的，所以你藏在恩主里，不能被砍下来啊！神有严厉的一面，也有恩主的一面。In
verse 22, Paul reminds us that God has kindness and sternness.
像那在他恩主里面是拥有恩主，像那跌倒人，他的严厉神般会把他砍下来。God
will be kind to those who believe in Him and be stern to those who do not.
一般基督徒常常说，一处得永远得救。Many
other denominations talk about that once you're saved, you're always saved.
因为神除非人软弱,
for God has promises that.
所以信主一处得救, 不管犯什么罪, 悔改得赦免, 所以永远得救。
Thus, if we believe in God and we repent for our sins, we will always be saved.
圣经不都这样讲?
Yet that's not what the Bible tells us.
这里告诉我们神有严厉一面, 也有恩主一面, 像那在恩主里面的人, 永远有恩主, 像那跌倒人, 就严厉神办, 就把他砍下来。
Yet God has two sides. He is kind to those who remain in his grace and stern to those who depart.
看23节,
let's read verse 23 through 24.
这个是第四小段, 以色列人有蒙恩蒙选召的希望。
And this is the fourth subsection talking about the hope for the Israelites.
看23节,
let's read verse 23.
而且他们若不住长久不信, 仍要被接上, 因为神能够把他们重新接上。 保罗对待同胞还是有信心。
Paul still has faith in his fellow Israelites.
他除了现在他们不信就别走下, 但有一天他们相信神还会把他接回去。
He knows that they are broken off because of their current unbelief, yet when they do believe, they will be grafted.
24节,
verse 24,
你说那从天生的也干栏上砍下来的, 尚且逆着性得接在好干栏上, 何况这本树的枝子要接在本树上呢? 这里谈到, 外邦人树天生的野甘蓝, 就是野生的甘蓝树。
Paul mentions that the Gentiles were the wild olives.
从野生的甘蓝树砍下来, 然后逆着性接在这个好甘蓝树上。
And the wild olive could be grafted onto a cultivated olive tree.
为什么叫逆着性呢?
And how do we believe?
正常的做法是好甘蓝的树株接着不好的甘蓝树来品种改良。
Actually, the natural way of doing things is to cultivate a good tree and transfer that branch onto a lesser tree.
啊，现在倒过来，用这个不好的橄榄树株接着好的橄榄树，这个就逆走性，没有人这么做了。
Yet God does things the other way around by grafting a wild tree onto a cultivated
tree. 所以你本来是不配被接上，因为你是野橄榄。
Thus we were unworthy to be grafted onto this cultivated tree.
因为神恩典临到你。
Yet because of God's grace.
所以神倒过来做，逆走性倒过来做。
We are now living against tradition.
把不好的野橄榄树株接在好的橄榄树上。
That we being the wild olive tree could be grafted onto
the
cultivated tree. 何况
本树的就要接回去，在本树上呢，不就更可以吗？
Thus if we are good, how good will it be if the natural branches were grafted
onto the tree? 外邦人本来不配得了救恩。
We were unworthy of the salvation.
但神的恩典临到他们。
Yet because God's grace has come upon us.
那以色列是神的百姓，是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And if the Israelites being the descendants of Abraham,
因为不信被逐下。
They were broken up because of their unbelief.
有一天如果信神了，把他接回去，不就更可以吗？
Yet one day when they do believe, they will be grafted onto the tree.
啊，保罗相信他的同胞有一天会信耶稣。
And Paul truly believes that the Israelites will one day turn to God.
下面就谈到一个全家得救问题。
And the next section talks about the whole Israel being saved.
就是25-29节，以色列人是蒙爱的民族。
From verses 25-29 talks about the Israelites being the beloved nation.
第三段啊。
The section,
那第一小段是25-27节，以色列要全家得救。
The first subsection stands from 25-27, talking about the salvation of Israel.
25节
verse 25.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有今天硬心的，等到外邦人数目填满了。26节
26.
于是以色列全家都要得救。如今的所记，必有一位救主从前出来。要消除雅各家一切的罪恶，27节。
27.
我除去他们罪所有，就我与他们所立的约啊。保罗在这里说，他不愿意罗马教信徒不明白这个奥秘。
Paul wants the Roman Church to understand this mystery.
奥秘就是深奥的秘密，如果没有神启示，都看不懂。
This mystery is a secret of God.
那说恐怕你们自以为聪明，因为很多人好奇，不明白的很想明白，就去猜。
And Paul does not want the Roman Church to guess the mystery.
好像主人拿一件东西放在箱子里面啊，箱子盖着盖，就问客人说：“你猜里面什么？”
This is
每个客人猜的答案不同，但每个人以为他很聪明，他猜的才对。
This is as if owner presents a box to the guests and have to guess what's within the box.
现在主人把这个盖翻开了，公开答案。
Now the owner has opened this box.
秘密的道理，公开答案就不秘密了。
God has revealed the truth to us.
啊，那这个奥秘的内容是什么？
What is the content of this mystery?
这里保罗公开这个答案有两个，一个是外邦数目填满。
The first part of the mystery is that the Gentiles must have a full number.
叫做福音传遍天下。
That is, this gospel must be preached throughout this world.
神预定拣选的外邦人全部都得救信耶稣。
So that all the elect Gentiles come to believe in Christ.
看使徒行传第十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
第48节。
Verse 48.
使徒十三章。数十八节
Acts chapter 13 verse 48
外邦人听了这话就欢喜了赞美神的道凡一定得永生的人都信了这里说凡一定得永生的人都信一个都没有漏掉
Here we mentioned that all those who were appointed to, for eternal life have believed
神一定拣选人早晚会信耶稣一个都不会漏掉
All the people selected by God will be saved
我们参考耶稣讲的话也是一样
Jesus also said
约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章三十七节。
John chapter 6 verse 37.
啊，约翰六章三十七节，凡父所需我的人必到这里来，到这里来，我总不丢弃他。啊，耶稣说，凡父所需给我的，就神的拣选人，一定会在耶稣这边。
Jesus mentioned that all the people that God has given him, will come to him.
啊，看回了罗马书第十一章。
Let's return to Romans chapter 11.
刚刚看到二十五节说，外邦人数目填满，就是神预定拣选的外邦人全部信耶稣，啊，福音传遍天下。
All those elect in the Gentile world will come to be saved.
接下来就以色列人得救。
And then the Israelites will be saved.
所以神要救一些一个次序。
There is an order of people being saved.
就是等外邦数目填满了，然后又传回去以色列国，他们要全家得救。
That is, the Gentiles must first be saved before the Israelites.
26节。
In verse 26.
于是以色列全家都要得救。这里所说的全家，不是使徒时代的所有犹太人。
Here it talks about not every member of Israel, but the select ones.
也不是今天的所有以色列人。
It does not represent all the Israelites that are alive.
而是将来以色列发生很大战争，大部分人被杀了，剩下少数人，就是当时的全家要全部得救。
Rather, it talks about in the future when there is a great war and only a few Israelites remain.
这个我们昨天晚上已经看过的圣经根据。
This is based on the Bible that we read last night.
再看一次也可以啊。
We could take a look at it once more.
撒迦利亚书三章第七节。
Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书三章第七节。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节提到将来要发生战争在以色列国。
It mentions about a future war.
第八节述这个战争的结果，三分之二被杀掉。
In verse 8, it talks about the result of that war having a third being killed.
留下来就当时的全家。
And that a third will remain.
这三分之一第九节说他们并没有平安，他们还遇到好多的灾难。
And that in the those remaining third will also encounter numerous
difficulties. 在战争中，他们悔改信耶稣。
And that in the end, they will.
这就是以真教传到那边去的说。
And that is how the gospel will be preached back into Israel.
看以西结三十九章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结三十九章的二十八节。
Chapter 39, verse 28.
这里预言将来以色列人全部从各国回到本国，一个不留外邦。
Here it talks about the Israelites returning to the world.
因为要发生战争，这个国家可能会被消灭掉，人民族被消灭掉，所以要保护这个领土的安全，民族的安全，他们全部都回本过去。
And in the future, a war will kill all the Israelites in the land of Israel, and thus those who are scattered will return to the land.
他们回去要保全民族不至于被消灭，但神的不同目的，神要给他们得圣灵。
They will return to the land to protect that land, yet God has a different plan, and that is to give them the Spirit.
29节说圣灵会浇灌给他们。
In verse 29, it was mentioned that the Holy Spirit will pour upon those.
全家得救的时候。
To the remaining Israelites.
那么我们再看罗马书第十一章。
Let's return to Romans chapter 11.
十一章说26节说以色列全家得救。然后说有一个救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家一切罪恶，就是救主要救赎以色列人。
In verse 26, a savior will come from the house of Israel to save the Israelites.
27节说神除了他的罪的时候，就是神跟他所立的约，神跟亚伯拉罕立约，这个约神不忘记，一定履行这个约。
In verse 27, God said he has already made a covenant with the Israelites.
目前信的虽然很少。犹太人很少。
There are very few Israeli Christians.
使徒时代福音传遍以色列全国。
In the time of the apostles, the gospel was preached throughout Israel.
连祭司、文士、法利很多人信耶稣。
Many of the high priests also believed.
后来传到欧洲去。
Later on, the gospel was preached to Europe.
为什么使徒时代那么多犹太人信耶稣？今天信耶稣人非常少，犹太人非常少。
Why is it that today there are so few Israeli Christians?
因为现在教会跟属灵的教会已经不一样了。
Because the church today is different from that of the apostolic church.
犹太人信独一神观。
The Israelites believe in a one God.
属灵时代是信独一神观。
At the time of apostles, the apostles also believe in a one God.
今天很多基督教普遍信上一体。
Doctrine. Yet today the Christianity believes in Trinity.
上一体的神观旧约没有，新约也没有。
Trinity was not found in the Old Testament nor the New
Testament.
他们
解释错了。
It is a misinterpretation in the Bible.
这一次因为时间摆得很紧，没有机会谈独一神观。我们独一神观跟一般基督教的三位一体是完全不同。
And the doctrine that we believe in, or the one God doctrine, is different from that of Trinity.
因为三位一体的神观，旧约没有，新约也没有，所以犹太人不能够接受基督教。
And because of the Trinity.The Israelites cannot accept Christianity.
犹太人看到安息日。
The Israelites treasure the Sabbath day.
耶稣安息一边赶回他们把他杀掉。
Yet the Pharisees pursued the Christians at that time.
现在很多基督教都守星期天，不守安息日。
Today, the Christianity hold on to Sunday as being the Sabbath.
安息神的诫命把它废掉的问题很大。
And they have altered God's commands.
犹太人不可能信耶稣，因为一般基督教不守安息日。
And thus, the Israelites could not accept Christianity because the Christians do not uphold the day of Sabbath.
犹太人很看重神迹。
And the Israelites treasure God's miracles very
much. 主耶稣在先知会行神迹。
In the Old Testament, God performed numerous miracles. And many people believed or saw the miracles of God. Jesus himself performed miracles. The apostles performed miracles. And that is why many people believe in Christ. What they sought, we have in our church. We believe in the one and only God. And our doctrine is the same as that of the Apostolic Church.
我们教会守安息日。
We hold the Sabbath day.
主日在教会守安息日。
The Apostolic Church observed Sabbath day.
我们现在好多神迹。
We have miracles in our church.
主日教好多神迹。
And many, we have many miracles in
our church. 我们跟主日教完全一样。
And also the Apostolic Church has many miracles as well.
当时那么多犹太人信耶稣，因为他们所信所传就是旧约预言的成就。
The Israelites at the apostolic time believe in the apostolic church because the apostles reflect the truth of the Old Testament.
犹太人所要的别的教没有，我们都有。
What Israelites were seeking are not present in the other denominations.
所以要信一般基督教不可能，要信他们教很容易，因为他们所要我们都有。
Yet we have the treasures that they seek, and thus they should believe in what we preach.
将来我们传了以色列国去，圣灵大降。
When we preach our gospel to Israel,
好像五旬一百二十个被圣充满，三千个受洗。
Then the Holy Spirit will descend upon them, just as the time of the apostles.
当将来以色列发生很大灾难，大部分死去，剩下少数人还遇到很多灾难的时候，我们传到那边去了。
After the great war in the future, when there are few Israelites remaining, then our gospel will be preached into the land of Israel.
我们帮助他们祷告，他们就脱离灾难。
When we help them pray, they will be saved from their conflicts.
而且圣灵将浇灌到他们身上。
And that the Holy Spirit will be poured upon them.
他们得到圣灵充满，就知道旧约所预言的圣灵降临已经成就了。
After they receive the Holy Spirit, then they will realize the fulfillment of the old.
他们要全家得救。
Of the prophecies, and they, as a whole household of Israel, will be saved.
犹太人读了旧约书，神最后的工作。
It's the salvation of the Israelites is the last step of saving the world.
所以等宣道传到以色列国际，我们就知道耶稣要来了。
Thus, when the gospel is preached to the land of Israel, we know that Jesus is coming.
几年前发生伊拉克的战争。
Several years ago, there is the Iraq war.
有人说耶稣要来了。
Many people thought Jesus was coming.
因为这个战争会引起第三次世界大战。
Because that war will lead to the Third World War.
没有想到很快在战争结束，耶稣没有来。
Yet that war ended very quickly, and Jesus did not come.
神经过敏，神经过敏，神
经过敏。Actually, this is talk about. This,
看到书里发生什么事，我就耶稣要来了。
It's just this is just those people being too sensitive.
结果耶稣没有来。
And Jesus did not come as he had wished.
我们看圣经怎么讲啊。
Yet we must return to the Bible to see what it tells us.
圣经以色列发生很大战争，很多人死去。
In the end, if there will be a great war.Where a lot of Israelites were died.
剩下少数人还有很多的灾难。
So that only a few Israelites remain.
然后真道传到那边。
Those will undergo trials so that a few
are remain.
他们被
神充满。
And then the few remaining Israelites will be fulfilled with Holy Spirit.
这个是神做的工作。
And come to believe and be saved.
这个事情发生，我们就耶稣要来了。
This is the sequence of events that will lead to the coming.
这个事情没有发生之前，不管发生什么事，我们不要神经过敏。
When these events have not happened, let us not be too sensitive and jump the gun.
看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
28-29节是第六小段，是蒙爱的民族，以色列是蒙爱的民族。
Verses 28 and 29 talks about how the Israelites are the beloved ones.
就着福音说，他们为你们缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为你列祖缘故是蒙爱的。这里谈到，就福音来讲。他们犹太人为你们外邦人的缘故是仇敌，因为你们信耶稣，他不信耶稣，在信仰上你们变成他的仇敌了。
In verse 28, it talks about the Israelites being the enemies on our account, for they do not believe in Christ.
但从神的拣选的预定来讲，他们为了缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的预定要拣选亚伯兰的祖孙。
Yet from the point of view of the election, the Israelites are beloved on the account of the patriarchs.
二十九节
，verse 29。
因为神的恩数和选召数没有后悔的，这里恩数不是一边干鬼，这里恩数罗马书五章所谈到的被称义得永生那一种恩数。神这个恩数跟选召是不后悔、不会改变的，一定会实现的。
For God's gift, being the salvation, is irrevocable.
啊，三十节到三十二节是第数段，神要怜悯连续天下万民。
From verses 30 to 32, it talks about how God will have mercy on the world.
看三十节。
Let's read 35.
你们从前不顺服神，如今因为他们不顺服。你们倒蒙了连续啊！这里说外邦人本来是不顺服神的。
It talks about how the Gentiles were disobedient to God initially.
因为犹太人不顺服神，所以魂传到里面，里面就蒙了连续了。
Yet we have received God's mercy through the disobedience of the Israelites.
一样的道理，有一天神也会去连续犹太人的。
In the same way, one day God will have mercy on the Israelites.
看三十一节
，verse 31.
这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着赐给你们的连续，现在也叫蒙连续啊。他们不顺服，拒绝魂传给你们。
Because of their of Israelites' disobedience, we receive the gospel.
那你们得到神的连续，得了好多恩典。
And we will receive God's blessings.
促进他们反省一下，耶稣是不是弥赛亚，是不是救主
？Seeing the blessings that we receive.The Israelites will reflect.
他们嫉妒你们得这么恩典，他们想得比你更多恩典。
They will reflect upon their situation.
他们就蒙连续信耶稣。
To receive more gifts from God, and thus they will come to believe.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
因为神将众人都劝在不顺的诸中，特要连续众人。这里谈到众人，世界上所有人，犹太人、外邦人都一样，都是被圈在不顺当中。
And here Paul describes that all men will be under disobedience.
不是人的天性。
It is not our nature.
亚当被他创造当中就不顺服，就不听神的话。
And even as of Adam, he was disobedient to God.
啊，外邦这个犹太人虽然有先祖带领，先祖行前给他们看，但是历史上他们常常杀害先祖。
Although the Israelites had the prophets to guide them, yet they were disobedient and killed the prophets.
神的选民都是这么样的硬心不顺服，何况外邦人呢
？If God's select ones are so disobedient, so will the Gentiles.
不顺服是人的天性。
Thus, actually, being disobedient is in our nature.
神把众人就犹太人、外邦人都一样，把这些所有不顺服都圈在一个圈里面。
And thus, God has bound all men under disobedience.
然后神的圈的某一个人就把他从里面拉出来。
And that. God has chosen the select ones out of these,
得到连续
so that they will have received mercy.
保罗就这样
Paul was like that.
保罗本来是不被圈的不顺服当圈主当中
Paul was very disobedient.
他不信耶稣
He refused to believe.
他逼迫基督徒
He persecuted the Christians.
后来神的拣选他，就用强光照他，把他从不顺服圈主里面拉出来
Yeah, after being selected, he was removed from those.The disobedient ones.
啊，我们现在信主的，有的以前也是这样，不容易接受福音的。后来因为主的拣选，就来信耶稣。
Many of us are also likewise who refuse to believe in Christ, yet after being selected by God, have come to believe.
我没有信耶稣以前，我是无神论。
Before I believe in Christ, I was an atheist.
啊，我的大姐先去真理教牧道。
My oldest sister first came to True Jesus Church to.
还没有受洗就很热心传福音。
Before she was baptized, she preached fervently.
她要很多人传福音，然后她才满足。
She was only happy when she preached.
那因为我是无神论，所以我跟她辩论。
Because I was an atheist, I often held discussions with
her. 她没有答我的问题。
She never replied to my questions.
她说如果你想知道答案，你去找传道，他会告诉你。
She told me that if I want answers to my questions, I have to talk to the pastors.
我当天晚上跟他去教会。
So that night, I went to church with her.
我认真听到。
I listened earnestly.
我的目的不相信耶稣。
Yet my goal was not to believe in Christ.
我想听他会讲错。
I was trying to pick all the errors that
the pastors made. 如果讲错，等一下下楼再跟讨论看看。
So that at the conclusion of the sermon, I could discuss that topic
with him. 那天晚上传道都讲圣经。
That night, the pastor talked about the Bible.
我第一次摸到圣经。
That was the first time I touched the Bible.
他讲错，我也不知道错在哪里。
So I didn't even know whether or not he made a mistake.
所以我那天没有问什么话。
So I didn't ask the pastor anything.
我跟人讨论问题，如果没有赢的把我就连口不会说话。
If I knew I wasn't going to win that debate, I'd rather not talk.
那赢了我再快乐。
For I can only enjoy a debate if I win.
那一次我去教，目的是要想跟传道辩论道理。如果他输了，他一定脸色很不好看。
So I thought that night I wanted to debate with the pastor. Yet I also thought that if the pastor had lost, he would not be happy.
我想看看传道人谈论道理谈输了，那个脸色表情怎么样子。
So I would like to see their expression if they lose a debate.
因为那一天都讲声了，我不懂声了，所以我没有问话。
Yeah, because I didn't understand the Bible, I did not hold a debate with the pastor. 然后我每天
读圣经。
Later on, I read the Bible every day.
每天认真听到。
I listened to the sermons.
等到我圣经读得很多了，明白很多了，然后才能判断你讲的对不对，对不对？
When I have gained sufficient knowledge, I can then judge whether or not the pastor spoke correctly.
这样过了一个月。
After a month,
教会开灵会，不是灵会，特别聚会。
When there was a special session.
特别聚会安息日下午有这个洗礼。
And in that afternoon, there is water baptism.
那我的大姐一家人，她报名要受洗，因为那时候她已经结婚，她大我六岁啊。
My oldest sister's whole family registered to be baptized.
问了要不要受洗。
So she asked me whether or not I want to be baptized.
考虑看看。
I replied that I will think about
it. 你还考虑什么？
So she told me, what are you thinking about?
听到没有人像你这么认真了。
She said that no one listens to the sermon as earnestly as she do.
她不觉得我认真是为了找传道毛病。
Yeah, she didn't know that I was listening so intently to find errors.
她说你还有什么不明白吗？
She asked me, is there anything else that you don't understand?
这个洗礼机会不常有。
There is not, the water baptism are not held daily.
通常一年才两次灵会的时候。
Oftentimes there are only two water baptisms a year.
这一次你不受洗，接着还有机会吗？
If you are not baptized today, will you have another chance 6 months later?
那时候道理已经听了一点，所以我了解人的生命不在人自己有掌能掌握自己要活多久。
I have come to some understanding of the gospel so that I know that I do not hold my future.
这一次不受洗，也许下次真的没有机会。
And I thought that if I am not baptized today, I may not have another chance.
因为我听了一个月，道理也明白一点。
After a month of studying the Bible, I have come to understand some of the teachings.
当时胡伟教会好多神迹。
And at that time, the church had numerous miracles.
很多病人的祷告没有几天就好了。
Many ill believers were healed after a few days of prayer.
还有圣灵充满那种情景，我想这个应该不是假装的，因为假装也没有什么好看的。
I also thought that these members must not be faking being filled with the Holy Spirit, for they are not very pretty.
真的有什么灵在他们心里面？
So I thought there is truly a Holy Spirit in them. So I registered to be baptized.
我的大姐也没有想我会信耶稣。
My oldest sister never thought that I would come to believe.
她也没有想我会当传道。
She never thought that I would be a pastor.
这个是神的拣选。
This was the selection of God.
保罗本来是不信耶稣的，后来主会拣选让他当使徒传福音。
Paul persecuted Christ, yet after being he was selected, he preached Christ.
当神要拣一个人时候，就从把这个人从不信的圈子里面拉出来。
When God wants that person, He will remove that person from the disobedient ones. 让他
顺服。
So that this person will be obedient to God.
33-36节是第五段，神的智慧高深莫测。
From verses 33-36, it talks about the depth of God's wisdom.
33节，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其难何其难寻这个他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，就谈到神的智慧，我们没有办法去想象，没有办法去了解。
Verse 33 describes how deep God's wisdom is, and that we cannot understand.
就是神要怎么样拯救以色列人。
What is God's plan for Israel?
神要怎么样拯救全的所有他要拣选的人？
What is God's salvation plan for those who He wants to save?
借着这样的计划安排，神把他智慧表现出来了。
And through God's manifestation of His salvation plan,
就是人很难了解、很难想象的。
He has shown us His wisdom.
这么应验，犹太人既然有一天的全家得救，这个是人很难想象的。
It is difficult for us to imagine that the Israelites will one day be saved.
像保罗这个应信人，神竟也能够叫他信耶稣，这个是很难想象的。
Even a stubborn person like Paul could be saved.
34节说, 谁知道主的心,谁做过他的谋术呢? 没有, 什么事情他都自己去做, 他不必跟谁商量。
In verse 34, no one in this world has been a counselor to God.
35节, 谁是先给了他,数到后来偿还呢? 这句话是根据约伯记书1章11节那一段话。
In verse 35, verse 35 is based upon a sentence that Job made. Let's return to the book of Job.
11节,
verse 11.
约伯记41章11节,
Job chapter 41, verse 11.
41章11节, 谁先给我什么,使我偿还呢? 天下万物都是我的, 这个神对约伯所说的话。
God told Job that he owns everything.
谁给我什么要我偿还呢? 没有啊。
It's just a thing that someone can give me so that I need to pay him back.
就是对约伯说,你出生什么都没有带来。
God told Job that he was born naked.
你以后有这么多的产业,这么多儿女,是神给你的, 不是你出生带来的。
And that God has given him all his wealth, not that he has brought his wealth.
我现在把给你都拿走了,我需要还给你吗?
So that God, after he has removed all the treasure that he has given to Job, does God have to repay Job?
天万人都我的,我没有欠过谁啊。
God owns everything under the earth, and thus God owes nothing.
那保罗为什么引证这段圣经?
Why did Paul use this verse?
就是说,如果神不拣我们,他也没有欠我们。
Here, he uses it to describe that God does not owe me, that does not owe us anything.
拣我们不是来还债的。
He has chosen us not to pay someone
他没有欠我们的。
else. He owes no one anything.
恩典白白得到的。
Thus, God has given us his grace freely.
再看到下面36节。
Verse
36. 因为万物都是本于他,依靠他,归于他,愿荣耀归给神,都要用阿们。 一切都出于神,都归于神,我们只能够赞美神,感谢神,不能够认为我很好,才做了神拣选。因为我们就别解释,神白白恩典给我们,不是他的强恩,他的债。
God has given us his grace freely, not through our works.
好,那我们这个11章就到这里告一段落。
And this is the conclusion of chapter 11.
休息一下,我们再来看12章, 休息10分钟, 然后我们再看12章。
Let's take a 10-minute break and then return for Romans chapter 12.
好,没的。
Let's bow our head in silent prayer.